Okay, so we're at the top of Chesam and Aleph over here. We're continuing with the Ein Bein. Zein Ben Hamudar Hanam Mechavero Lemudar Mimenu Meichal El Drisa Saregal Vechelim She'en Osin Behen Ochal Nefesh. The Mishnah says, let's say Reuven says, you know, I detest Shimon, I'm not going to get any Hanah from him whatsoever. Or alternatively, Reuven says, you know, I'm not very fond of Shimon's food. So the only two differences between them are Drisa Saregal, entering into the home. In the first case, that would be a problem. In the second case, it's not really related to Michael. And Kalim Shenosin Bahem Ochal Nefesh, and the ability to transfer Kalim, which are not oriented towards food. You know, Kalim, which are oriented towards food, Tosu says a line here, Kalim Shosin Bahem Ochal Nefesh, Asra Afilu Bepachos Mishabeputa, Kalim the Heavy Ochal Nefesh. It's essentially Ochal Nefesh in its own right, which is a very fascinating thing about pots and pans. So the Gemara says, "Halin and Kalim she osin ben ochal nefesh zebuzet shavin." Teresa Sarego, the Gemara questions, "Halo kapti and she people aren't usually so makbin. You know, people aren't taking money from their house; they're just, you know, entering into their home." So Amar Rabba Hamani Rab Lazar, the Amar Vitor Aser, that this is a situation where even things that people generally are mevater on bemudar hanaa. That when somebody says, "I don't want to get any hanaa whatsoever from a person." So even things that, you know, one is generally not makbid about, one is makbid about in the case of this person, because this person has clearly, you know, run afoul. Okay. So, there's a general principle in halacha, nidava, so that would cover both neder and nidava, as we'll see. A person says they're going to make a karban, you know, he has to uphold that in every which way. But there is a difference between neder, which is klape the gavra, and the nidava, which is klape the cheft. So the difference is saying hare aloi ola, that's, you know, I am obligated in the karban ola, versus hare zeh, this animal, is a karban ola. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Shenadarim, if you say it's on me, chayav v'achrayusan, right? Then if something happens to the animal, it doesn't really matter. You're still chayav in the karban ola. The nidava, you said harei zeh ola, if a drone strike, you know, in my day we used to say if a lightning strike came in, but now we say a drone strike. If a drone strike comes in, you know, incinerates the animal, so, you know, technically speaking, you said harei zeh ola. It became an ola in a certain kind of a sense, but not in the mizbeach, so that's not going to carry over. So the Gemara says, halin in bal ta'achar zeh shavin, right? But neder nidava in general, you know, have the halach of Baal Ta'achar. It's not hasa mezo neder amar arei alai ola yizani nidav arei za ola. Ma be nedarim nidavos, the darim mesu o nignivu o avdu chayv b'achar yusan. The darim again, arei alai. So you would have to bring another carbon. Nidavos mesu o nignivu o avdu eno chayv b'achar yusan. Nani milu tan rabbanan v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Pasuk says, lo l'chaper alav. Again, related to the Gavim Rishimun Omer, esh sha'alav, again, that it's literally on the person. The guy said, "Harei alai." That's the neder. Chay v'achrayusav yesh she'enu alav. The nedava enu chay v'achrayusav. My mashem b'yitz chavar avdimi keman damar alai keman detoin akatve dami. Great line. The Gemara says, a person who says alai, it's like they're literally holding it on their shoulders. It becomes the quintessential paradigmatic din in the gavra. Okay, ein min zav arosh terios, arosh shalosh rios, ela karban. So we know that there's different categories of zav in halacha. Again, for a male, he's experiencing a flow from, again, a private organ. Same thing for a female. It's very similar to Nida. And practically speaking, the halachos of Nida integrate the halachos of Zava to this day. So a Zav is Roesh Dei Re'ios, has to be so fair what we call Shivanakim, which is a halacha that's been applied to Hilchos Nida as well to this day. Again, for not so practical for a man, but certainly practical for a woman. So that halacha is in force. And there's something called Tumas Mishkav Moshev. It's a chiddush in the Hilchos Zavu Zava that you normally think about nega as touching something directly as the most direct way of transferring Tumah. But there is a special halacha by Zav and Zava that if they sit on something, if they put their weight on something, then everything becomes an Av HaTumah. That's exactly what the Rashi points out here. Shachav O'Yashav O'Gavi Asar V'Gadim Zal Zah. You don't even touch them. Kulan Abu HaTumah Filu Lo Nagaben. Right, the Zav is considered an Av HaTama, and everything else becomes a Rishon Tama. There's a principle that to conduct Tama to a human being or to a vessel on the Daraisa level, you yourself have to be an Av HaTama. And in this case, if it's just Nega, if it's not actually sitting on, it's what we call Tumas Maga, it's not Tumas Mishka B'Moshav, so then all the Begadim will be rendered a Rishon the Tuma, and that's it. So that's like a Cherev Hareyu Kechalal kind of a principle, that normally when you have something which is Tame, it conducts Tuma, and then, you know, everything it conducts to becomes a first derivative level Tuma. So again, a Rishon would make a Sheni would make a Shlishi by Truma, Shlishi would make a Revi by Kachim, etc. So here you have, just like a Mace is an Avi Avos HaTuma, so, a person comes into contact with the dead body is, you know, an Ava Tuma, Tami the Mace, something they would come into contact with be Rishon the Tuma. So Cherev Hareyu Kechalal, that your metal object in contact with the dead body, so it takes on the status of the dead body as long, so that's again, that's the principle of Cherev Hareyu Kechalal, and here you have a similar principle that is Av and Azava, Tumas Mishka B'Moshav conducts on the same levels. Gemara says, Halin Mishka B'Moshav Sivir Shiva Zav Zashavin, if the Zav only had two Riyos and not three, so then he wouldn't have to bring a Karban, but in terms of Shiva Nakiyam and Tumas Mishka B'Moshav, is a fundamental look of and see. The Gemara says, "Menai Mila Tana Rabban Rabbi Simai Omer Manakas of Shtayim Akro Tame Shalosh Akro Tame." So it's redundant. Takei Tashtayim Latuma V'Shalosh LaKarban. So the Gemara challenges for a second. Ve'emar Shtayim Latuma V'Lo LaKarban Shalosh LaKarban V'Lo Latuma. Maybe it's just two different tracks. So the Gemara says, "Amar Tashlo Ra Shalosh Ra Shtayim." It doesn't make any sense. You know, you can't get to three without going through two first. It can't be that it's two completely different tracks. Ve'emar shtayim l'karban below the tuma, so maybe two is karban no tuma. Shalosh, there's a karban, but there's also tuma. Lo sakadai dechatanya v'chiper alav akumen lifnei Hashem mizovo, mixa zavin mivin karban, mixa zavin ein mivin karban. It's not that every zav brings a karban, so it's gotta be the other way. Only those who have seen three times bring the karban. Okay, said ra shalosh maybe, shtayim eno mevi. Oh, eno ela ra shtayim maybe, ra shalosh eno mevi. So maybe it's the other way again. Amar Tashlo Ra Shalosh Ra Shtayim. Ve'itzruch Rabbi Simai, ve'itzruch Mizovo. We need the Svar Rabbi Simai. We need Zovo. Dimi Rabbi Simai, Hava Minuki Koshan. Right, we could have said it the other way. Kamash Malan, Mizovo. Again, Zovo teaches us that only some Zavin bring a Karban and not all Zavin. Mizovo, Lo Yadana Kamba Re'iyos. I would have not have known, you know, how many Re'iyos it takes to establish somebody as Chayiv a Karban. Kamash Malan, De Rabbi Simai. So that's what we have Rabbi Simai for. Vashtamar Mizovo Ledrasha. That seems extra, so what are we going to say now with that pasuk? So again, let's say you have a person who has both Tumas Tzaras and he's a Zav, so how exactly is this going to work? It's obviously not going to come Tawar until both of them are resolved. But let's say the Ziva stops and he's able to count Sheva Nekiyim before he becomes cured of the Tzaras, which we'll get to on Amud Beis. So, in that situation, the Sfira Shiva Nekiyim works. Even though he's not going to become Tawar, he can lose the status of a Zav, and again, that has, you know, Nafka Minila in Mishka V'Moshav, etc., before he loses the Tumas Taras. Mizavo V'Safa Limin Ozav Al Shteri Oshatan Sfira Shiva V'Elo Dinu. Mitam Mishka V'Moshav Lo Yehe Tavon Sfira Shiva. Do they not go hand in hand? Could we ever think of a case where a person would be Mitam Mishka V'Moshav and not be Chai of Shiva Nekiyim? So the Gemara says yes. We have something called Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains, Haroa Yom Echad Oshnayim Betoch Echad Asar Yom Shebe Nida Lenida. Person who would only see Riyah on one day, or two Riyos within the 11 days of Ziva. We're not going to get into all the details right now, just beyond their scope. But they're basically 7 days of Nida and then 11 days of Ziva. Mona Yom Echad. So they saw one day, so they have to count one clean day. They don't have to count Shebe Nekiyim. Vitovelas bo bayom tochiach. That case is a case where the Gemara says, "Matama mishka v'moshav ve'ina tuna svira shiva nekiyim." So again, a zav bal shtei riyos has to is matama mishka v'moshav, and he has to be so for shiva nekiyim. But a shomeris yom keneged yom has one din tomas mishka v'moshav, but does not have the din of svira shiva nekiyim. V'afat al tatam al zeh shal bish matama mishka v'moshav. Lo yeh tan sefira shiva, tamalomer mizova obisafar, mixas zovo obisafar, limar al zava, stereo shatan sefira shivas. Amale rapapla baye, maishna ha mizovo, de marbi be zava stereo, so maishna ha mizovo, de memai be zav bal stereo. So what's the difference? Amrela, yisakadai techan mute udasa, lishto kramine. If you wanted to just say, that it came to the purposes of exclusion, the Torah shouldn't have said anything at all. V'chisema asya midina, right? If you will say that you prove it logically, that again, both of these dinim, Sfira Shiva Nekiyim and Tumas Mishka V'Moshav, always go hand in hand. Shomeres yom keneged yom tochiach, that you could have Tomas Mishkav Moshev, and you're not going to have Sfira Shiva Nakiyim, but you in fact go to the mikvah the very next day. V'chisema ha'mi ba'ilim b'zovo v'lo midigo v'mkeim lechtav kra v'chiyitar hazav v'chiyitar hazav v'lishtuk mizovo l'amali v'imed alzav v'al shtei riyos sh'ta'un sfira shiva. So if hazav had two different riyos, so then shiva nekiyim is actually required. Okay, very good. So the Mishnah says e'me mitzvah muzgar l'mitzvah mukhlat ala friyo friyvay mitar l'mitar chesgir t'ptar mitar chachleit. Okay, just a minute of background here. So a person thinks that they have tzaras, so there is no such thing as tzaras that hasn't been declared tzaras by the Kohen. That's a very important halacha. It doesn't objectively exist, and the Kohen is just, igloi milsa. The Kohen creates the chalos of tzaras. So there are basically three different possibilities. The Kohen could say tahor, right? There's nothing to see here. The person could say tameh, that's what we call mukhlat, that is definite. And then the Kohen could say, another possibility is there's some lack of clarity, and so the person is sent into Hezger, the person is sent out to the Machana. Functionally speaking, the person is going to be considered Tameh for 7 days, and then there will be evaluation. But again, this is a very different kind of case. So this is a case where there are basically lambdas, two ways to look at it. You could say that there's no Tzaraas here, but again, it's just a Safik. So L'chumra, we're going to treat it as Tzaraas. Right, it's a kind of a subject that arises, which is fascinating because in the world of Tum and Tara in general, in terms of Sfeikos, we rely on Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRabim. Generally, Sfeik Tum and Rishus HaRabim is Tara, Sfeik Tum and Rishus HaYachid is Tame, so it'd be kind of an exception to that. The other Lumbdus, which is very much the impression you get in this Gemara, is that that's not what we mean. That, Mitzora, Mitoch Hezger, not Mitoch Hechleit, Mitzora, Mitoch Hezger, is actually what we would call, it is a suffix, otherwise it would have been mukhlat, but again, there's a chalos tumma mi suffix. That what happens is, when there's a suffix taras, that is koveya tumma. So the Gemara says, halain shiluach v'tumma, zavizah shavin, right, that they're actually equivalent. Not that you just treat them the same way, but the guy is actually tameh mi suffix. That there's, again, this is like parallel to the Rav's idea about two sfeikos. Sometimes you could have an actual suffix, and sometimes you could have a suffix because you can't be machriyah either way. The suffix of Ben Hashmashos. It's not suffix yom, suffix laila. Somebody, could tell us whether it's actually yom or laila, but it actually has properties of both, right? So again, here's a situation where there's a chalos shem suffix, but again, that carries with it tumah and shiluach min amachana. Minahani v'leid tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak mid Ravuna v'atiyah roa koin mispach hasiv v'chibes v'gadav v'taher. Tahar mifrio frima dime ikara. So again, the difference between somebody who's going to be definitely tameh versus this chaloshem tumas safek is tearing the clothes and letting the hair grow wild. Frio frima. So amrle rav alameyata gabizav dechse v'chibes begada v'tahar pasa mai v'tahar me ikara ika. That doesn't mean that he was always tahar of these things. It means that he'll be cleansed of them. Elatahar hashta miatamik v'chares v'esed. Abagav dehadar chazi lo mitami lemafreya. So hachanami tarahashta mitami bevia lemafreya. So why don't we just say the same thing here? Not that he didn't have to do free ufrima, but say that after things have clarified themselves and it's clear that it's not saras after 7 days, then we're not going to say he was mitami bevia lemafreya. So elam merava mehacha v'atzarua asher bohanaga misha tzaraso tluya begufo yatzazah shein tzaraso tluya begufo ela biyamim. Very, that's one of the lines that I think, so dispositive here is tzaraso tluya biyamim, that the Torah spoke about somebody being metameh bevia when it required the nega to actually resolve itself. Here it's just again for 7 days a chalos shem tuma misafik. So his tzaras is taloy biyamim. That once the 7 days have elapsed, it's not like you need somebody to declare him tahor, but again he's just no longer tameh. So I'm going to buy in the miata. So the Gemara is basically saying, if it's really true that he isn't a chayiv and a frio frima, if it's really true that after 7 days it's all going to go away, so why do we send him outside the machana to begin with? Sounds like a special gzeres akasav. That even though misvara, you might think that this person shouldn't be sent out of the machana, because again, there's no maybe chaloshem nega, there's a chaloshem tamasafik, So this is the kol yemei, kol is the rabos. So yachi tiglach zibari my time alo. Again, in Kara's going the other direction. So if again has a chaloshim tumma misafik, so then, you know, why doesn't he have to have the tzipor and the two birds that a mitzvah brings at the end of the process, and why doesn't he have to shave all the hair off his body, etc.? Tani and bitara mitoch ezger, bitara mitoch echled, ala tiglach tzipor and marabayim or kra, v'yatsa akoed al michutz ha-machana v'inei nir pa nega teras, misha teras utuliyah berifua, yatsa she'ein sar aso utuliyah berifua, or berifuos ela beyamim. Again, there's nothing to heal. So, you know, this is just a fascinating category of somebody who's tame. There's, I think, tumas vada here. It's not tumas safik, but mitoch hezger. But it came out of the context of a safik. So again, there's no chaloshem nega, even if there's tuma, and that's a very, very, very fascinating, middle category, for us to consider. Okay, we'll hold it up here just because the Mishnah is towards the bottom of Chasam Beis. So let's hold it up here, and we'll continue, God willing, tomorrow.